Bones meinte noch irgendwas, also von dem Song werde ich kein Fan. Das war auch vor 20 Minuten.
Hä?
Bones meinte, von dem Song werde ich kein Fan vor 20 Minuten. Ich glaube, das war der Malta, Italien.
So, ich finde der geil.
Was haben wir denn? Bring nachher mal noch den Polo Hofer.
Oh ja, genau.
Also zuerst mal Prism. Prism-Dings muss ich auch mal noch ausprobieren.
Wie lange haben wir noch?
Oh. 2 Minuten knapp.
Gut.
Jetzt kommt Cotton Eye Joe da hinten.
Ach, das ist sozusagen der, die Notmusik.
Ja. Sekunden.
Bitte, 40?
40 Sekunden. Oh, ja. Es geht schon.
Ja, so.
Ja, vielleicht könnte man am Ende nur ein bisschen Werbung für unseren Podcast machen.
Auf jeden
ja,
Fall.
Klar, gern.
Unbedingt. Immer diesen Prism-Jingle.
Ich glaube, Schweizer können den ein bisschen.
Bitte?
Schweizer können den auch verstehen.
Den?
Den Podcast.
Achso, ja, ja, gern.
Didn't see one.
And we're back at Hackerfunk, second part of our live show, live from OHM in the Netherlands, here at Omroep, joined by the Hackers on a Bike. And what you just heard was a famous pop, well, can you call him a pop singer, a Swiss pop singer, Polo Hofer. Yeah, that's how radio sounds in Switzerland. Well, yeah. So, where were we? We were discussing how to listen to the talks via the DECnet, but have any of you watched or visited any speeches yet?
Sure.
Because I did not, but I'm usually not that much the speak listener. So which talks did you attend?
The usual one, the first one.
The keynote
and the first talk, which is after the keynote, because that's basically what you do in a camp, and the rest of the time you watch the streams, and you don't really watch them. That's what you do when you're at home afterwards, and the rest of the time you try to have fun.
Yeah, I've heard, well, actually, I did hear the keynote, but by Omroep. And yeah, I was wondering what kind of music they play, because on the wiki it said, please, when you host your own radio show, only play free music. That's what I do, by the way. But it's rather a strange feeling. You wake up, you turn on the radio. Well, when you're at a hacker camp, and the first song you hear is the title tune from Magnum PI.
It should have been the MacGyver theme.
Yeah, well, anyway, it doesn't make it any better. I expected some Creative Commons licensed music, because there's tons of good music out there that needs to be played.
Trolling is an art.
Yeah, well, yeah, but do you really have to abuse an FM frequency for that? So, anyone else visited any, listened to any other talks before?
Beside the keynote, I watched the WikiLeaks.
Yeah, the one with Assange.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a live transmission from Julian Assange from the Ecuador embassy in London to here, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And that worked? No technical problems?
Yeah, basically no. They used Skype, so that works normally.
Okay.
I thought it was funny because it's Skype.
Yeah.
So first they tell all the people nobody's allowed to film or take any photos or anything in any way, because there will be the official data provided by the camera team, which their own team supplies. And on the other hand, they're transmitting the whole thing via Skype.
Well, I think they did that restriction because to avoid the listeners are filmed.
Yeah. But on the other hand, Assange also got the picture from the guys who were asking questions in the end. So at least
okay.
This should also would have also been transmitted by Skype.
I guess. See. So the NSA got them anyway.
Yeah. Death list just grew.
Well, yeah. Actually, the NSA is also listening to Omroep, I guess. And
they should.
Hello.
So have fun.
So at least we have some listeners.
But it's really fun to wake up in the morning, go to the showers, and there are two guys speaking, both in the toilet cabin, speaking with each other about what's gotta happen next to various guys out there, including Assange, including Snowden. If America gotta have to get them down, because if they would not, this would be a sign to all the people out there that it is okay to publish things, to blow the whistle. And so it gets very philosophical and political, even early in the morning when you're brushing your teeth. That's really cool.
Well, I can't say I have experienced that, but that's because we have our own toilet in the camper van.
Try the public ones.
Shall I bring my MP3 recorder with me?
Probably.
Well, as I can see, you're not here entirely for the talks, but it's rather.
The talks will all be recorded. You can download them later, but the fun is now and here.
Right.
Right.
I will be finished with the talks I really want to see normally 2 or 3 days after the camp, and with basically nearly all the videos after 2 weeks. So you've got normally people work, so you've got a few hours in the office where you can watch videos. That's your trick.
I don't know. My boss might be listening to that radio show as well. So, well, let's see. I think lying at home on the sofa and watching talks from OHM might be a good idea.
Or to get in the hackerspace.
Yeah, that might be an option as well. We'll see. So, there's a lot of other stuff going on here. We already talked about the Kaasfabriek and their endeavor of printing cheese. Or not, I don't know yet. We have to check back.
There are quite some things flying around here. So we are...
bees and bugs.
Not only, but also mechanical...
I even saw a dragonfly, and it was sitting on one of the... lines
of one of the ropes of the tent,
and I actually managed to take a picture with my cell phone.
You managed to do?
Yes.
You showed me.
Yes, I will upload it to the internet, you know, Neuland. I think that joke only works in German.
Yeah.
Because the German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that, yeah, das Internet ist für uns alle noch Neuland. Well, yeah, when I last checked, it was 2013.
Yeah.
So,
I think so. Heard something like that.
Well, we can rant on about the Germans because we're not German. Well, okay, Axel is, but he's living in Switzerland now. So, there's even a sign somewhere in one of the villages saying that Neuland is there.
Yeah, well, apropos signs, you also have a very nice sign in your village. You have a sign called Hacking. Is that a real sign?
No, it's not real for sure.
So there's no Austrian village named Hacking.
Yeah, there is an Austrian village named Hacking, but the sign is made after
the sign is not genuine.
No.
Okay.
So I would not say this.
Well, yeah, nobody would steal a sign, a traffic sign.
Call it Hacking.
I think I saw quite some, modified traffic signs here. So,
yeah.
Like one hackerspace, which, people from a hackerspace who came here, they seem to have polished a traffic sign to the blank metal and then printed on their logo.
Are you sure that's a traffic sign, not just a baking plate?
Not sure. But it had the right size.
I'd go with the baking plate. That's reasonable.
Definitely baking plate. Which brings us to the next topic, like food on site, which is, well, if you go to the official restaurants, it can be some sort of a... It becomes a bit of a tragedy at some places. Because, well, I've heard quite a few voices that the food is, well, mediocre at best. But there's also the villages here that cook their own food and share it with others. Like,
so I think the main issue with food providers here, the official ones, is that it's all from the same company.
But that doesn't have to be bad.
Yeah, but the quality seems to be the same for all of the different kinds of foods, like either Dutch or Italian or American.
To be honest, I didn't really have to go to the official food stuff until now, because there are so many food hackers around here who are happy to share their knowledge and food with you.
Yep.
So if you're not completely lazy lying around in your tent, get around, you'll find something edible and somebody will be happy to have a little talk with you.
So,
your experience with the Italian restaurant.
There was some the official Italian restaurant run by Dutch people had some issues with the Speisekarte. What's that in English?
With the menu, with the correct spelling of menu items.
Yeah, there was something on called gazpacho, and I expected it to be a gazpacho, a Spanish cold soup, and what I got was carpaccio, which is meat and a little bit of salad on it. And, well, not what I expected. But happily, some girl beside me said, oh, I'll take that. And she also fixed the menu by spelling it correctly. So everyone after me wouldn't have expected a cold soup. But what I wanted to say is that the MetaLab Hackerspace from Vienna is here, and they have a real cool crepe machine.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So that's a mechanical device looking quite hacky, and it makes crepe.
Crepe. crab omelets.
No, the
omelets are not crab at all.
No, these are the hackers. They've got machines that make crab.
Some of them also look like flat donuts with a hole in the middle.
The Austrians, how do you call it? Palatinken. And they served it with Nutella,
yes,
but also with Martellade.
Martellade is great.
That's really great.
I think they produce it on their own in their hackerspace. They also had this workshop at, there is one tent, it's called Food Hacking, and they do really crazy stuff with the food. For example, they created vodka with this kind of easy things, I don't know. You have gas patrons in it. Normally it's to produce whipped cream. They put in vodka in this bottle and 2 leaves of basilicum.
Basil in English.
Basilicum.
The thing that goes on the pizza. And then
the vodka tasted like basilicum.
Wow.
It's really interesting.
But then did they also use the gas?
Yeah, you put in the vodka, the leaves, and then you use the gas, and then you put away the gas, and then it tastes like this.
But the vodka is not sparkling then?
No, it's not.
So it's still vodka.
Are they doing a lot of molecular kitchen or cooking or what it's called? So I guess they use the gas somehow to dissolve parts of the tasty stuff from the basil.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it really tasted great. So.
Yeah, I also saw folks of ICMP, I think they're from Karlsruhe.
No, Erlangen.
Erlangen-Nürnberg.
Oops. Area.
Studio falling apart. No.
Just and bit. They have a pizza oven.
Yes.
And great chunk.
Chunk. What's chunk?
You have to explain chunk.
Chunk is a cocktail like a caipirinha without the sweet stuff, and you put Club Mate in it. So it's lemons, brown sugar, crushed ice,
and Club Mate
and rum.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not such a fan of Club Mate, but maybe I have to try it sometime. Well, let's see. Yes, and there's, I don't know if there are any other food hacking.
The Milliways.
Oh yeah, right.
They opened, and can't provide. I spoke today with someone from the Milliways, the restaurant at the end of the universe. As you,
I guess everybody knows that, and if you don't,
go fucking read a book.
Exactly.
And they told me that they cook for more people than they usually are, but they can't guarantee that it suffices for all people who come. But they cook for between 40 and maybe 80 people.
Which is quite a lot.
You may have luck, and for a small donation, you can have dinner with them.
And you're really cool, recognized by them by their really cool looking sign on their tent.
Yeah. I wonder if they stole it at the real restaurant at the end of the universe.
Well,
yeah.
Then it will just come back because, well, it's in a time bubble. Because there's a new instance every time you go there. It's explained in the book how they managed to do it. You can visit the Milliways several times at the same time, and you never run into yourself.
Yeah. The book, by the way, is called The End Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
So part 2 of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which you should have read. And if you don't, do it now and then come back afterwards. There's also a TV series by BBC. There's a movie that is, well, in my opinion, it's not so good. There's the audio play, both available in German and in English, and there's the Infocom text adventure. So no excuses. I think maybe Axel will know that there's is there also a comic book?
I don't know actually. I haven't seen it at least.
Okay. So yeah, but there was also a stand giving away free food from the free nom.
Yeah, right.
They were giving away melons and meatloaf.
Because both...
And domains.
A domain.
Well, yeah.
Sort of.
They advertise that they also give away a domain, so you get free nom and some number .ml. Oops, that was my microphone.
And it's printed on a credit card.
Like thingy, which has a near-field communication chip in.
Yeah, no visible contacts.
Yeah, no visible NFC. Contacts. NFC.
I noticed that the woman handing out the food holds your card next to a phone to register, because on the domain, on the website you get, you can see how many meatloaves and how many slices of melon you already ate.
So if I see you in real life, because you said you're not the sporty guy, can I have your free nom number so I can check on your intake?
Actually, I hacked my NFC tag a bit. Well,
You too?
Yeah, I was I was trying out if you can overwrite it, but then it did not work. Well, it did work, but the woman was quite surprised, and then she asked me, "Did you tamper with the card?" And I said, "How do you tell? Because my phone says, 'Hi, how are you?'" Well, if you go hack your card, at least be polite. But actually, she wanted to confiscate my card, and she gave me another one. I said, "Well, can I have the other one back, please? Because, well, two NFC tags are better than one."
So, how's the cloning going, if you have two cards?
I didn't try that yet. But actually, if you overwrite your NFC tag, you will not get any more lemons or melons, sorry, and or any more meatloaf.
But you may get a new card.
Yeah, well, no, we had to promise that when we talk about this on the radio, that we warn people that there's no free nom anymore. Mm. But yeah, they're giving away .ml, domains that is from Mali.
Mali, I think.
Studio falling apart a bit more. I still haven't figured out what their business model is.
I think if you buy a domain with them and they expire, the domain expires, they will put up some advertisements on the expired domain. Wow. That's how I understood it.
That's nasty.
I'm not sure.
I've seen back in the days when the internet came up and MySpace was cool. There were a lot of
when was that?
were a lot of free providers who even gave you the possibility to turn off the advertisements on your free web space. And if you didn't log on to their back end every 5 days or something, they would turn it back on. And so they just wanted you to stay active. So as long as you're active, you get everything for free.
What is this? .de.vu?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I think those did bad things with frames. So the main page was going to some page there, and then they included your own web page in a frame. But,
it was really ugly, but the idea's out there for a longer time.
Yeah, they were quite popular sometime, but luckily they're gone away now.
We had some feedback on IRC.
We did.
From Switzerland.
Hello,
there are comic books from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I knew it.
By DC Comics.
It's almost. So they're featuring Superman and Batman as well.
I don't know. It looks like green and brownish on the cover.
Okay.
It's on Wikipedia.
I see. Well, it's like Rule 34, but different. If you can imagine it, there's a comic book of it.
How did it was there? The question is when.
So, so they gave away free food.
At least, yep.
Oh yeah, the meatloaf was actually quite fine.
4 years ago, 4 years ago, they did the same thing with a TK domain, and they gave away free toast and cars, I think.
Okay. So next time they will give away, like, I don't know, they talked about GA domain, so like...
I'd be happy to see the food to XXX domains.
It would probably be something artificial. And okay, enough about food. There's also...
Well, one more thing
yes.
about food.
Okay.
Well, not actually food, but drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There are several places where you can get coffee on the camp.
Oh, yeah, you can buy the coffee from the bar.
Which looks like ordinary German coffee.
Well,
go to Area 42.
Or there is also one sponsor of the camp, who at least on the second day, I think, provided free coffee and very good coffee, and also chai tea
yes,
for free, just for looking at their, well, flag with their company name
as
on.
As always, we were walking around, and then there was a Piaggio Ape,
yep.
Which is a three-wheeled motorcycle with a cabin and a loading bay. And on the loading bay, they had mounted a coffee machine, a really professional-looking coffee machine, and a barista. Well, the barista was not mounted there, but she was operating. So, now everybody has this picture in their mind.
Actually, on IRC, they talked about food can be porn too, before we did that joke.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's food porn in TV, like all these cooking shows are referred to as food porn. Yeah, so she was operating the machines, and well, she asked us, "Do you want a coffee?" And I said, "Yeah, well, yes, please." She said, "What kind of coffee? What do you offer? Like cappuccino and latte macchiato and
espresso."
And I said, "Well, yeah, a cappuccino would be great with caramel." Yes. Well, yes, please.
And I saw the... I saw the Tetra Pak with written chai on it, and I wanted a chai latte, and I got it.
Yeah, and you're out of the tea drinker.
Yeah, it was a quite hot chai latte because there were a lot of cinnamon in, and it was quite hot cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon can be hot.
Yeah, well, it's tasty.
Hmm. So, but other than just food and 3D printers, there's also a lot of blinking lights.
Oh, yes.
Blinking lights and steady lights. They have a big light show almost the center of the area. And I don't know exactly what's going on there, but it looks like the disco or something.
I'm really looking forward to my investigation of looking for nice pictures of the light show afterwards on the web, because I tried to make some in the night. It's really hard with my camera.
Actually, someone from our village took some pictures with their camera, and they look quite
and the
quite
tripod.
Cool.
So
the problem with the tripod is it doesn't match the connector to the camera, so I cannot use the tripod we've got with us.
Yeah, I tried with the handy camera, but forget it.
No. Although it's still an SLR, but...
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I probably would burst out in tears if I could manage to take a picture of the light show just with my handy camera. Wouldn't you?
Sure.
So, yeah, well... And also they have a laser show, which they were running yesterday in the back. What was it, near the entrance or something?
I saw one laser show in the Rainbow Island because there was a concert from a musician.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I happened to hear that concert because the Swiss village is just next to Rainbow Island.
Just one channel between.
One canal between, yes. But I didn't attend to the concert. But you were there?
I was playing at Denver, was the concert.
Ah, okay. But I think they were playing free music then, after all. Or
I just watched the concert and after that...
But you do not recall the name of the artist? They were playing some like electronic
But
music.
He was also playing at the Congress too.
Ah, okay.
So, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
But usual suspects are usual.
Somewhere in the wiki.
obviously. But there are also smaller blinking lights installations around here. Like someone has a sort of a it's like a, how do you say, a Leuchtturm? A lighthouse. It looks like a small lighthouse, but it consists of a few red lights in circles, and that can show patterns, go around, and at the you remember the French tent from Electrolab? They had these domino pieces.
They had some soldering kit, some electronic kits where you had to solder just a few things together. And there was one light detector and one LED in, and was said to be easy to solder. To you can learn soldering with it. And you have many of them. You can put them in a row, and if one of these bug-looking lights, like devices, receives on the detector some light, it emits light on the front again. So, and if you put them in a row, you can make a chain out of it, which really looked like domino.
So it pass on the impulse. Yep.
And they made not really a circle, but at least
sort of a
loop
cascade
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few minor tweaks of the position of some of the bugs, it at least worked partially.
Yeah, one impulse was going around, and then it was divided.
They had
at a junction, but then at the crossing it was interrupted.
The junctions worked, but the crossing didn't work. It only worked in one direction, and the other direction the light stopped. But it was really cool, and I think they sold these bug kits. For I think €1 per kit, and if you buy 20, you can get a discount and get them for €16.
So, oh, I don't remember that.
Yes, some guy of the Moose Village asked for the prices, and I heard that.
Speaking about learning to solder, Minimal, you said something about some installations or an initiative in Austria to teach kids about electronics and
I don't
stuff.
Know too much about them. Basically, how did it start? We just founded our hackerspace like a year ago or a bit longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And since I co-founded the space, I came in contact with other guys doing other stuff. And so someone told me that there are these OTELOs, which stands for Offenes Technologielabor, Open Technology Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who I told what a hackerspace is told me he's basically doing the same things in workshops for non-hackers. So they're just trying to get people in there who are interested, try getting teachers to come with their whole classes and two shops and, yeah,
is it like
pass on information.
That's cool. Well, let's see if we find a website to
add
to the show notes.
OTELO, so with every letter just once, except the O, .or for organization, .at for Austria.
Okay.
Okay, we'll put the link into the show notes for this show. Hopefully we get the recording. I think Brenno, the guy in charge for Omroep, said that they're recording actually too much anyway. So, well, yeah.
For the NSA?
But they're doing their own records. But I don't know if, well, they're doing the backups, but I don't know if you can get restores from them. Someone might try to write an email to restore at nsa.gov asking for a restore for their emails from a year back or something.
Do you read Dilbert?
Not regularly.
Okay.
Because most of the jokes I just don't understand.
Because there has been the one lately where Catbird? Well, which one was the evil one? Catbird? No, not Catbird.
Catbird is the evil resources guy.
Not talking about Catbird.
Dogbird?
Dogbird.
Dogbird is the white dog.
Yeah. Dogbird does the paper backup for the company where Dilbert's working in.
Oh, yeah.
And
that one was good.
the trucks he's going to come to paper with is the trash trucks, trash guy's truck. So he's okay. Basically just backing up to the trash facility. And so, but it's too expensive. I fought for the company, so they're not restoring stuff anyway. No. It's basically the same with the NSA. You'll have everything, but you'll get nothing.
The gag was that the pointy-haired boss said, "Well, all your the trucks of your company look very close to dumper trucks, and I would cancel that contract with you if I would find the contract." And then Dogbert says,
it's in storage.
Yeah,
it's in storage.
Okay.
So, yep. It's like cloud. Can't locate our users' data.
Yeah, cloud leads to, well, the next topic, actually.
Weather.
The weather, yes. We experienced all kinds of weather here. We already talked about the wind here in the Netherlands.
There are actually some kites around here on the airfield.
Yeah, where's yours?
Well, still in the camper van, but I saw the kites today and I decided I have to use it tomorrow. It was too short to go out for a fly just before the show.
Okay, well, maybe it's still... there's still a bit light after the show. Well, the show will go on for like another half an hour. But yeah. So,
and on the first day it was quite rainy. First days. And,
right. Well, we came
it
here.
It stopped raining immediately after we took bets when the next rain will come.
Cool. Oh, I lost a bet. It won't ever start raining again until Sunday.
Oh, what was at stake? What did you bet?
Honor, I guess.
Ah, okay.
Because we couldn't.
Oh dear. Yeah, well, we had all sort of weather. We had like rain, and the next thing that happened was that there was a big swamp near the NOM space, like the food area.
Very muddy.
Mm-hmm. And the other day it was still raining a bit, but then yesterday and today it was quite hot. Today not so much. But yesterday, more. Actually, we enjoyed sitting under the tent in the shadows at the Hackers on the Bike village, having some coffee, watching some videos, and well, basically just slacking
playing
away.
Bastard.
Yeah, killing right. The bastard. We already spoke
Windows
about.
Windows PC.
Oh, yeah, the Windows PC. Actually, what's the state of the Windows PC?
Do you even happen to know how it came to the Windows PC?
No.
No.
I think I didn't tell the story yet.
Well, go ahead. Microphone is all yours.
A friend of mine needed this strange thing, I think they call it Windows, for a project in school because...
Windows is an alternative operating system.
Okay.
Right? It is.
Yeah, it is, obviously. Okay. So he had to use this program for school, which only runs on Windows. Don't ask me what it was. So I lent him the it's our Hackerspace's public netbook. Whoever just has it. And he threw Windows 7 Professional, I think it was. We've seen it today.
Yeah, Windows 7.
It was very professional. It was very enterprisey on there. And I decided I want to throw FreeBSD as on all my boxes on there. But before I do that, let's play with Windows. And I opened Internet Explorer and made it to a public surf station. Anyone who wants to can come by, stop by, install toolbars, snake oil like antiviruses, play Flash games, click all the ads.
One click repair tools.
Yeah, you can try all the speed up utilities.
You were installing Visual Studio for quite a while.
The setup was running for a few hours. I don't even know why I tried to install that. Maybe it's finished now.
Hopefully. Did you try to speed up PC?
No, I needed some registration there, and I didn't find this registration information on the internet so far.
But it said like, how many problems were there?
It was a nice number, 523.
Oh, five.
That sounds suspicious. 523.
523.
If that does not sound suspicious, what does?
So yeah, the current state of the machine is we have, I think, a good solid 5 centimeters of toolbars in the Internet Explorer. If you move the mouse, it lags about half a second after you do something it does. If you try to switch windows, you can go grab a coffee and come back. So it's pretty messed up yet already.
But it's optimized.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we need the speed up utilities now, because it gets boring to work with.
I see. But did you already install an antivirus software yet?
There was something, I don't know if it already ships with Windows or if this guy installed it. I think it was called Security Essentials. I found a way to deactivate it in the settings, and that's what I did.
Okay.
I also deactivated the firewall. If you're on the network here at the Ohm and you find a hopeless Windows 7 box on the net, just play around with it. Use your old days. As long as it's software, fuck with it.
Okay. So, yeah, well, good luck with your Windows installation. Poor laptop. Yeah, and so we were at your place, and now we're here at the radio show. I've lost the thread a bit.
Well, the interesting thing is the studio.
There were some guys bicycling, I heard. There were some hackers cycling to the Ohm.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
We're now in a cycle. Right?
In a circle.
I think we should also mention this interesting radio station. The studio consists of a tent with lots of opening to get air in, because we're not only broadcasting out, we also need air to breathe at that temperature.
Of course.
And despite the tent is quite noisy and the outside is quite noisy, I think you don't notice that on the station when hearing the station on air.
Most probably. When I listened to the radio station, I did not notice any background noise whatsoever. But that's probably due to the microphones being not that sensitive. These are dynamic microphones, and I asked Breno if they have need for a headset, and he said, "Yeah, well, you know, the problem with headset is that they have condensator microphones, and they're very fragile." And if someone drops the microphone or something, then it might not work anymore. And so they settled for dynamic microphones, but I hope the sound quality is okay. After all, usually we're broadcasting from Radio Lora in Zurich, which, sometimes you have a new studio and the next time it's gone, but that's a whole different story, which I will not warm up here. Because that's just local to Zurich. More or less.
So, what about a little bit of more music?
Oh yeah, music would be great. What about something Swiss for a change? Well, although it's not entirely Swiss, but I have here Ned Poet with the track "Say My Bünzli," which was from an invitation demo to the recent to Bünzli number 20 the year before. Ah. Ooh, don't call. Yes.
I want to let you listen to this headphone. You can hear the difference between what you hear on the monitor.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
But does this have lag then, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's full audio path.
This one has a slight crackle.
There's a hum. There's a hum somewhere in the.
But here the signal is fine.
It's pretty badass. Well, not the headphone, but the sound.
Kann ich einen Schluck trinken?
Ja.
Oh, yeah,
wenn es nicht stört, dass ich schon draußen getrunken habe.
What do you hear? This is what's going directly to the transmitter. This is the last point we can monitor before the transmitter. Okay. There's a couple of one very expensive piece of kit in between.
Okay.
Compressor and some equalizers, and then there's the bass is being added.
This one really is badass. Can you turn the volume down? Yeah, that's good. That's much better. Thank
you.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a difference between these two.
Apart from the 50 Hz, it's not bad.
Although that one is quite well, quite good, okay, as well. I mean, Numark. And well, you wouldn't expect this from a Sony, although they look expensive. I have some cheap ass Sony Walkman headphones, which are just awful. And then I got some Sennheiser for like 80 Swiss francs. It's around like 60 euros. So. Oh, what?
Okay.
No, it's okay.
Dann schieb mal noch mal ein Stück nach. Können wir noch diskutieren, was wir noch kurz ansprechen. Wir haben noch eine Viertelstunde.
Ja.
Ja, die Idee, was wir vorher draußen diskutiert haben, dass wir eben quasi ein bisschen auf Österreich eingewollten, oder? Dass wir ein bisschen auf Österreich eingewollten, quasi, da haben wir das schon gemacht.
Situation in
Österreich. Ja, und ein bisschen Werbung für unseren Podcast.
Ja, das auf jeden Fall.
Also wir sind ja den Hackers an Bike Village, Salzburg Village.
Ja.
Ja, was machen wir noch?
Also er hat gerade noch...
Ja?
Ja.
Ja, unbedingt.
Ja, dass wir halt auf die Situation in Österreich vielleicht ein wenig allein gehen, weil er kann über die Situation in Linz berichten, Interlab, kann ich auch sagen, da haben wir eigentlich eh schon alles gesagt, gell? Einmal treffen im Monat.
Großen Teil. Was am Schluss noch kommt, ist die Frage, ob er auch wieder zurückradelt.
Okay, ja.
Aber das ist ja... das ist eine kurze Sache eigentlich.
Werbung für unseren Podcast und wollt ihr noch sein?
Also.
Dave? Ja.
Wie lange noch?
Das ist noch 3 Minuten.
Okay.
Bis. Ich hab noch kein Stück. Ich habe ja genug Musik dabei. Nachher wieder. Oh. Bing Bong.
Warum ist das so finster?
Weil ich liebe es, wenn man
nicht Don ist finster.
Muss uns noch reden, Philipp.
Wir müssen eigentlich so schauen, wie. Das wäre jetzt Musik für dich, glaube ich. Hazel, the key.
Schreib mal das.
Kann ich machen. Ich habe USB-Stick.
Sorry, I don't get it. No. Just radio.
Okay. I don't know about TV. TV is not my business.
Okay, thanks. 2 Minuten noch, gell? Yep.
Ja, ungefähr. 1:50.
Ja. Yep. Also fast genau um 21:51.
Ja, dann haben wir noch 10 Minuten. Ja, euren Podcast müssen wir noch erwähnen.
Eben, genau.
Genau.
Das mit Hacking ist ein bisschen doof, weil es gibt die Ortschaft Hacking in Österreich und das ist ein paar Kilometer neben da, wo ich wohne.
Okay.
Und ja, es ist natürlich echt.
Entschuldigung.
Nein, man, wir stören sie ja auf, weil... Und so ist ja nicht schlimm, aber dann Radio und so, ich weiß.
Ja, das ist schon klar.
Alles klar.
Deswegen habe ich auch nicht gesagt, welcher Hackerspace das mit dem Verkehrszeichen war.
Ich habe es eigentlich mitgebracht als Geschenk für ein CCCB. Also das
bringt es ja zurück.
Nein, sie haben sich für einen Nachschub gesorgt. Deswegen kann ich das jetzt verschenken an einen anderen Hackerspace.
Eine Minute. Nicht ganz.
Ja.
Ups, mit der Sendung. Weiter geht's, seht ihr, wenn das Licht angeht.
Ja, das versteht man aber leider auch bloß auf Deutsch.
Ist egal, ich bringe ihn trotzdem.
Duct Tape.
Wow. Oh ja.
Ah, das müssen wir noch irgendwo unterbringen.
Ah, unseren Jingle.
Haben wir ganz am Anfang gehabt.
Na, aber wir haben so einen Hacker.
Oh,
mit den Tröten vom.
Oh ja.
Oh. Aber den können wir jetzt wahrscheinlich nicht einspielen, oder?
Was?
Nein, es ist kurzfristig.
Das habe ich extra nicht hochgeladen. Das habe ich extra als Zwischenteil.
So 10 Sekunden etwa noch.
Ob's mit der Sendung weitergeht, seht ihr, wenn das Licht angeht. Welcome back to Hackerfunk English Edition, the last few minutes. Actually, they have a huge on-air sign in this studio, which is lighting up when the microphones are are open. And when I close the microphone for the music to discuss what else we want to tell, it all became dark.
Because it became dark on the outside already.
It's getting dark outside. So now that this broadcast, well, the Hackerfunk is coming to an end pretty soon. I hear you have your own podcast, actually.
Yeah, we have this podcast, termitinitus.virtualkitchen.org. And yeah, we use it for other stuff too, but for sure we did a podcast every day. We recorded during the trip. There are already 4 podcasts on Hackers on a Bike, day 1-4, and we will do the next few days also.
Cool. I have to subscribe to that.
There are many photos, and we also wrote some stuff, and I think it's a bit hard to understand. It's in German, and it's dialect, our Austrian dialect, and some Germans already said it's really hard to understand you. So we thought we would write some texts also in every blog entry.
Well, I see how I managed to understand the Austrian dialect, although we Swiss rarely have problems with other dialects. German dialects, that is. But, yeah.
Maybe you hear 10 times, then you understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about the podcast. You can listen to it over and over and over again, if you like, and until you get what it is about, actually. That completely matches up to the lack of subtitles.
But actually my vision was to every day you print you put on the podcast from the last day. And so we had just on Friday we had the first time we had internet. So it was really all this journey. It was, we had no internet, we slept outside most of the time with no tent. So it's dark when it's dark. For sure you have headlights, but yeah.
No power.
You have no power at the for the telephone, for the navigation system. It's kind of different here now at the home. So you have lights everywhere. And, yeah.
You have the insects.
Ah, yeah, and we had many. It was really naturally. So insects... You have no shower, you just go to the Rhine. I don't know.
What else
can you say?
Oh, and you did not have any internet subscriptions to upload
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
at all, or was it mainly the power? No, the problem of power.
The problem of power, and also it's rather expensive. I think in Germany, maybe there would be a cheap solution, but we didn't.
There exists a wiki in the internet which collects the prices of prepaid online plans.
It's all sort of prepaid
from all the world over the world, so you can check what may fit, like day flats or such stuff.
Yeah, we also have a podcast when we roam around with the camper van, the Penzemel podcast, which is in German as well. And yeah, I hear that the trouble getting episodes online can be really troubling. But so far I have a SIM card from Blau.de, and they offer a day flat, like 24 hours for €2.40, and for Germany it's quite okay. And there was one occasion where we had no coverage at all, but then we're driving around in a camper van, which is a bit more luxury than just riding a bike.
Yeah,
we have power. Exactly.
It's not only
the shelter as well.
It's not only the power problem. It's also the time problem. You're riding the bicycle all day, and afterwards you just want to eat and I don't know, whatever else to do. And to cut the podcast, you have to prepare it somehow.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, it uses time and yeah.
Probably after a full day riding a bike, it's the least you think about.
You would have done it on the bike, like your homework, but yeah.
Riding my bicycles, cutting my podcast.
Well, yeah, well, maybe I'll try that, like building a mobile studio so I can interview people while riding the bike. I don't know. Okay, we have another 3 minutes left. Anything else we forgot? So, after the Ohm, are you riding riding back home by bike, or how do you plan to your return trip back home?
No, I go on Sunday with the train, and we planned it in advance that everybody has to search for their own going home trip.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And so the others staying a few days, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I will fly home, and a friend of mine will take the bike.
The bus. So he will transport them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, maybe that's an option for next time. You come here by train, and then drive home by bike, so there's no time pressure.
It's not really an option.
Less time pressure.
It's not really an option because it's awkward driving home with
the
bike.
It's awkward.
There's work, there's stuff to do. It's beautiful driving to here. You have lots of plans and stuff to do, but it's shit driving home.
The psychological aspect matter.
Yeah.
I see.
It's really good to come here and you have all your work done. You have you bicycled for 7 or 8 days and let's make party, let's eat food, let's eat pizza, let's eat French fries.
Let's
I don't
eat
know.
Like
food. drink much alcohol, I don't know.
So one thing I really have to say, I really like the Netherlands sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Beautiful.
It's really great.
All the sweets I found around here are awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 liter of pudding.
I've learned about that pudding thing. Yes.
Fla.
Fla. Double fla.
And strobe waffles.
Yeah, we've been in the strobe waffles workshop today in the food hacking area.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, cool.
They were really good.
I've also heard someone mentioning that the candy, the licorice, is quite fine. I bought a pack at this food shop on camp here, but I did not open it yet.
Maybe we can share something.
Yeah, why not?
Contact.
Let's do this after the show. Well,
beep.
So
almost.
Yeah, if anybody wanted to contact us, we are in the Karstreff village.
Yeah. And yeah, if not now, and the person is not on Omen, or also listen to it, Chaos Treff Salzburg.
Yeah.
And Chaos.
Right. We'll surely visit you sometime. We'll surely visit you sometime when we tour through Austria. Have some Almdudler.
Yeah. usually we also have some drinkable beer.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I only know Zipfer, but I don't know how good that is.
We have Stiegel.
Stiegel, oh, okay.
In Salzburg, yes.
But we have a Zipfer.
We have it with us.
Yeah.
No,